Well, the federal court has heard today that Victoria Cross recipient Ben Roberts Smith once threatened to, quote, put a bullet in the back of the head of one of his comrades if his performance didn't improve. The serving SAS member gave evidence that the incident left him feeling his life was in danger while serving in Afghanistan, not only because of the Taliban, but also because of a bullying Mr. Robert Smith. Our reporter Samantha Donovan is following the defamation trial Mr. Robert Smith is running against three newspapers. I asked her about today's evidence.
Linda, the court calls this witness person one, and he's given evidence that Ben Robert Smith bullied him from 2006 to 2013 while they were serving together in the SAS. The threat to his life, he told the court, was made by Mr. Robert Smith after a mission to Chora in Afghanistan in 2006, when Mr. Robert Smith had been angry person one hadn't shot at a young Afghan who he'd spotted from a mountain observation post. And person one agreed that he'd also made the very basic and serious mistake of forgetting the oil for his gun, which Mr. Robert Smith's lawyers say put lives at risk. Now, person one told the court that Mr. Robert Smith told him that if his performance didn't improve on the next patrol, he was going to get a bullet in the back of the head. Person one said this made him fear for his own safety, and he not only had to worry about the Taliban after that, but had to look behind him at his own people. He then reported the verbal threat to troop headquarters, he told the court, and that, he said, had led to Mr. Robert Smith again threatening him, standing over him, looking down on him, saying, if you're going to make accusations expletive, you'd better have some sort of proof. There was another verbal threat several years later, person one told the court, when the troop was getting ready for a mission and Mr. Robert Smith pushed him in the chest and said, get out of my way, expletive, or I'll kill you. So the court heard from person one that the bullying and undermining of his skills by Mr. Robert Smith started early in his SAS training, and he believed the soldier had a negative attitude to him because he'd come from the Army Reserve and not the regular Army. As an example, he said Mr. Robert Smith slapped him across the back of the head on two or three occasions when he hit something during vehicle training. At the end of that training, he said Mr. Robert Smith told him he didn't have the skills or ability to deploy to Afghanistan, and he was going to do everything he could to have him removed from the team. And there were some other incidents, Linda, that person one told the court about, where Mr. Robert Smith would spit on the ground as he walked past and slam doors in his face. And he also said the more experienced soldier told others he was incompetent and a coward.
So how did the soldier say he was affected by this alleged bullying?
Well, he told the court that while he believed being in the SAS was the best job in the world, he hadn't been able to enjoy it in the years. He says he was bullied by Mr. Robert Smith. His confidence had been affected, he said, and he had years of worry, lost sleep, and his progression up the ranks had been slowed. Linda, in his defamation case, this case against the three newspapers, Mr. Robert Smith is challenging their reporting of him as a bully. And in his evidence to the court last year, he specifically denied bullying person one. The court had lengthy details of person one's performance reviews over several years today, which indicated that as soon as he was no longer in Ben Robert Smith's troop, his performance improved dramatically. In the end, the court heard person one was deployed to Afghanistan seven times, and he's now a sergeant and a parachuting instructor at a Defence Force school. The trial continues tomorrow, Linda.
Samantha Donovan reporting there.